Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Dr. Rassan Khatib, former Palestinian Authority Minister of Labor and Planning. Thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you.
And the topic, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is in Egypt to hold talks with President Sisi as well as Arab League foreign ministers. Dr. Khatib, what is the primary purpose of the visit?
Well, this is a routine visit that happens regularly, at least once a month, in which President Abbas coordinates positions on a variety of matters with the Egyptian leadership and with the Arab League, which is positioned in Egypt as well. But in this visit, I think there are two main issues that are going to be discussed. The first one is coordination on the eve of the possibility of launching this American peace plan called the Deal of the Century. And the second is how to face the difficult economic situations that are facing the Palestinian Authority as a result of the economic sanctions by the United States and the Israeli position that is preventing the transfer of the tax money that Israel collects on behalf of the Palestinian Authority and aggravating economic situation.
Dr. Khatib, President Abbas has been pretty straightforward in his rejection of U.S. President Donald Trump's peace effort. Do you believe that he will be able to withstand what will likely be a lot of pressure from the White House?
Yes, I think he will, simply because he doesn't have other option. This plan cannot be accepted by any Palestinian. We just did a public opinion survey in which we found the vast majority of the Palestinian people also share the position of the Palestinian leadership of the need to reject that plan. It's enough that this plan leaves Jerusalem under the control of the Israeli occupying authorities. That by itself is enough to bring all Palestinians and I think all Arabs to a rejection position of this plan.
My guest today is Dr. Rassan Khatib, former Palestinian Authority Minister of Labor and Planning. Where do the Palestinians go from here, then, with respect to their efforts to gain statehood recognition?
I think as long as Palestinians are living in Palestine, there will remain a hope for future Palestinian state and independence. At the moment and in the foreseeable future, due to the right-wing nature of the current Israeli government and due to the American support to this government, there is no horizon for two-state solution. But I think the Palestinians will continue to stand fast against the pressure, hoping that one day they will realize their natural right of self-determination and statehood on their land, West Bank and Gaza Strip.
And do you think that this entails trying to internationalize the process moving forward or working through international forums?
Palestinians have been doing that for a long while, and I think they will continue that. Palestinian position is identical with the international legality, and we enjoy support by almost all the international community minus Israel and the United States. And I think that the Palestinian diplomacy and public diplomacy will continue to use all international fora and will continue to use international law in order to strengthen our position and in order to face and resist the Israeli violations of the Palestinian rights.
Dr. Rassan Khatib, thank you very much for being with the Media Line today.
Thank you.
I'm Charles Biblazer, signing off.